Welcome back to the On Deck Show. Sneaking up on the series finale between the Shuckers and the Columbus Clingstones at Synovus Park. I'm Max Gifford, joined by Shuckers coach Matt Lipka, who does a bit of everything. Coaches first, coaches third, works with the base runners and the outfield as well. First off, how's it been in year two?
Really good. It's been awesome having Mikey. He's taught me a lot. A lot of the same faces, so that's been extremely helpful. But really talented group this year for sure.
What's been the biggest difference between year one and year two for you?
I'd say obviously my position has changed. My role has changed. Coaching third more has been eye-opening. It's been some lessons built in there for myself. Being a little bit more in charge of the running game has been a lot of fun. It's something that I kind of geek out on. And then having Tyson over there has been really, really cool. Seeing him kind of learn and kind of open up his kind of expertise. Obviously, he does a great job with the catchers. But seeing him over there, kind of adopting all this stuff with the base running has been really cool to see as well. So,
what do you think you've learned the most so far this season?
Honestly, I think Mikey has, my focus has been pretty heavy on the base stealing stuff. It's what I did well as a player. I think Mikey has done a really good job of kind of just, helping me understand like when the best time to run is. Just taking into consideration situations a little bit more. Just things that are going to help me down the line. Obviously, if you aspire to be in the big leagues or, it's just things that's just going to help you for sure.
Well, it seems to be working so far because you guys are among the AA leaders in stolen bases. What's kept you guys so consistent on the base paths?
I think just controlled aggression. I think we're picking our spots really well. Obviously we do quite a bit of stuff as far as behind the scenes, making sure these guys are, prepared, looking in the right places, and they do a great job of going out there and executing on our game plan. So that's been something that's been really, really cool to see. And a lot of the times, this is a younger group, and I think this is the first time that they've probably been exposed to stuff like that. So seeing them go out there, having a plan and then executing on it has been pretty big.
How have you guys taken advantage of the disengagement rule that is AA wide this season, where the pitcher can only pick over one time?
Yeah, honestly, we're trying not to do things that are outside of what they're going to see going climbing the levels. I know there's a lot of teams out there that are getting more after that first disengagement. I don't think that really translates to the next level. So we're not doing crazy stuff as far as that goes. We're just making sure that we are picking the right spots and picking the guys to go on. Honestly,
Dylan O'Rea seems to pick every spot and every opportunity he can to steal bases. What's it like having a guy like him at the top of the lineup, and especially with him being so consistent getting on base and then stealing bases at will?
It's insane. He's our bullet for sure. It takes a unique combination on the mound and at the behind the dish to kind of shut him down. So he's one of the best base stealers I've been around. Just gets up to top speed really fast, accelerates quickly. It's just a really exciting, player right there for sure.
We've been noticing on the broadcast as well, a guy like Desaun Brown, who's got plenty of speed to himself. He's almost halfway turned to second before he even takes off. Is that something you guys are preaching, sort of an early lead or an early jump?
I think you're probably talking about like the vaults. The vaults are a different, a different breed as far as when it comes to just how we're taking the base. It's more like how you're taking third. I don't know if he vaults a ton. He's a straight steal guy as well. My belief is that the whole foundation, you should build it around your straight steal. As long as you understand your number, the straight steal should be your most used tool. And then after, if you get a pitcher who's below your number or, too fast for you, then that's when you should be looking for the vault. And I think guys have done a really good job. Obviously we're giving them feedback loops to where they can learn and understand like their kind of arsenal as a base dealer as well. And just how that they can, when they do see a guy that's probably a little quicker than they would straight steal, and like, what are they going to do and how are they going to attack that, or are they just going to be shut down in general, and then we focus on secondaries and stuff. So guys have done a really good job. We ask a ton of them, game planning on the hitting side. And then for these guys to be able to kind of do that same thing with the base running stuff is, in my opinion, it's really special. And in my opinion, it's going to separate, them as they continue to make their way to the big leagues.
For maybe the casual listener, can you dissect maybe a little bit of the difference for the opportunities to vault and then just take those normal secondaries?
Yeah, there are things on each pitcher. You know, a lot of pitchers just do different things. You know, they may not realize that pitchers are pretty quirky, I feel like. But yeah, I feel like once a guy is too fast for you, you know, say my number, you know, say I'm a bigger guy and my number is like 1.4, 1.5. Well, if a guy's in the 1.3s, you know, delivering to the plate, like that's when I'm going to look to vault. So yeah, I think our guys have done a really good job of understanding that. You know, like I said, it kind of goes to just understanding themselves. It kind of goes into their identity as a base runner, base stealer. And everybody on this team, you know, really, really understands all those things, what makes them good. And then, like I said, they do a great job of executing on a day-to-day basis for sure.
We're chatting with Shuckers coach Matt Lipka before the Shuckers try and take a series win today against the Columbus Clingstones at Synovus Park. You guys have been executing on the base paths all season long, and you've also done a pretty good job with the outfielders as well. A lot of guys that have played interchangeably. What does that say about your team that you've got guys that can be placed at any point in the outfield and do their job to the best of their ability?
Well, I think it goes towards the Brewers. Honestly, it's their draft strategy. We get athletes. We've always gotten athletes. We had athletes when I was here. I think they prioritize, you know, they prioritize that, and you know, when they're looking at guys. And then obviously look at our big league club. It's just guys that play complete baseball, and that's what we harp to these guys is, you know, this is a team that stresses that and harps that, you know, you have to play every phase of the game. You can't take a certain phase or certain pitches off. You constantly got to be engaged, and you constantly got to be looking for competitive advantages. And these guys do that. They're hungry for that, and they go out there, like I said, they go out there and execute. The outfield situation has been a revolving door for us, and guys have done a great job. You got Eric coming out there. Just, I think it's probably the first time he's played center in a while, and he looked great. I mean, so we've pretty much got three or four center fielders on this team capable, you know, and they do a really good job of getting out there when they are in center field, they take over, and when they're not, you know, they do a really good job of kind of, you know, letting the center field take over, and then they just cover ground too. So.
EBJ in a bit of uncharted waters. You've also gotten Mike Bovee in the fold in the outfield. How's it been to have Bove out in the outfield unit?
Well, it's funny because the first we're big on the first step, and all the infielders that come out there end up having really good first steps, which means they get good reads, you know, and then they get good jumps on balls. So yeah, Mike's been awesome. You know, I had him last year. He's one of my favorite guys, favorite players to watch too. A guy can swing it. And, you know, having him out there in left has been a really seamless transition. I remember, I think we were playing Cincinnati in spring training, and that was his first game. And he made a couple really nice plays where, like, he's swiveling the hips and dropping back. And I was just like, you know, whenever you see guys do that, like, first rip off of what they're doing, you're like, oh, okay, this guy's just a ball player. And that's what Mike Bovee is. He's just a ball player.
And it's very evident how much research you guys are putting into the opposing pitchers and the opposing hitters you guys face. I guess without giving us too much of a look, how much preparation are you and the coaching staff putting in on a daily and nightly basis to prepare?
A ton, honestly. More than I had expected before I got into this job. And I'll be honest, I think, you know, and like I said, Kevin does it, I do it. Tyson does it for the catchers, and I know Mikey's doing it for the infielders. And, you know, we get all that stuff from the organization as well. But for me, you know, I never really got that a ton as a player, just kind of how, you know, minor leagues was coming up. So that was just one of my big things is if I'm going to get into this, I'm going to, you know, I want to like truly help guys. And I want to obviously teach them about some stuff too. But, you know, you just bring awareness to all this stuff. You obviously they're learning. I'm learning along too. I think it's just, if you want to stay in the game a long time, I think it's just, there's really no other way. You can't avoid the work. And yeah, being prepared is probably it's for me, it kind of takes away that game anxiety that I had as a player. I don't have it as a coach, but like for me, if I were to play again, like having that information, it should be a little bit calming. You know, obviously you know your opponent better, and then it's the focus is just, hey, let's just execute the game plan. So yeah, hopefully my hopes with all that, with all of our hopes, is it mentally frees guys up. And I think the results speak for themselves. These guys have been impressive this first 2 months. So.
Well, it sounds like you guys like to have a bit of fun as well, because you do present the information very clearly to the guys. But I heard through the grapevine you like to show some perfect game profiles for some of these players as well. What's the rationale behind that?
Honestly, it's our start to our base running Fridays. It's honestly just to get the guys, you know, just loose and laughing. Being able to laugh at yourself, I think, is important. And then there's a little thing baked in there too. It's like, you know, don't forget where you came from. Don't forget, you know, what you're playing for, who you're playing for. Obviously, like for me, when I sit there and reflect on my playing career, my family, my mom and dad, they spent so much time, you know, with me, not only working on baseball stuff, but taking me to all these, you know, practices and showcases and all that stuff. And, you know, for me, I think all that's just kind of a glimpse of, it's just like, hey, like, don't forget how hard it was to get here. You know, it's even harder to, you know, we talk about sticking in the big leagues. It's even harder to stick in the big leagues. It's hard to play a long time in the minor leagues as well. And, you know, these guys got to keep that in sight too. And I think that's like a good, like, just fun way of just remembering, like, hey, this is a journey, and you got to enjoy yourself along the way for sure.
Whose profile got the best reaction in the clubhouse?
Honestly, I like Mike Bovey's picture, and I'll tell you what, Blake Burke's got, and he's the one who showed us this, but Blake Burke's got an awesome, perfect game video of him at first base defensively, and I mean it's hilarious now because he's probably one of the best defenders I've seen at first base, but and just has an absolute cannon over there. But to see him like just burying throws over to third was just hilarious. I mean, the guys love it. It's tough. I've been looking for some stuff on Mod A, but it's like, well, he's 19, so I don't know. I was taking my perfect game pictures at 18, so it's like, I don't know where I'm going to get stuff on him. But yeah, I mean, it's just a really, really fun group, really, really young group. And like I said, I think the best is yet to come with this group for sure.
Well, I also heard Matt Lipka's got a pretty good perfect game picture as well, and I guess that's part of the reason the Shuckers have been so successful early. Coach Lip, thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.
We're back with more in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the Hype 100.9 FM.